How would you like to turn your intellectual property into a multi-million dollar legacy asset with visual models? Today we have Charlene Lynch, and she'll tell us how to do it. And what's so special about Charlene is she's an international speaker, business strategist, and creator of Expert Authority and Mindshift, with 30 plus years in business and a unique blend of accounting, holistic psychology. And she helps coaches, speakers, and wellness entrepreneurs package their expertise into scalable frameworks using visual models. And she's the founder of Healing Through Love, a global movement supporting survivors of domestic violence. So, Charlene, tell us, what are visual models, and how can an aspiring speaker or coach or author leverage those to turn their IP into a multi-million dollar legacy?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Oh, great questions, great questions. Yes, what many of the people that we work with are brilliant at what it is that they do. The challenge is conveying that message. So the marketing aspect of that message, how do they convey that message? And many people that stand on stages, especially here in Australia, if you don't bring to the table your own intellectual property, your own unique take or translation on something, the pay that you can actually receive is only between $2,000 and $3,000 for an hour, well, 40-minute keynote. But as soon as you've got intellectual property, as soon as you've got models that represent the genius that you bring, you can start at around $6,000 to $8,000 here in Australia, going up and even higher in America. So we need to have a way to showcase that. And visual models are the greatest way to represent the genius that you bring.
Thank you. Tell us more about what visual models are, so that people who have no idea, who have never used them before, like, for example, in my books that I publish for other authors, I always use visual models because they're so important to leverage your expertise and turn it into something visual. But tell us what they are for people that have no idea what they are.
Yes, great question. Okay, so we've seen them all the time. You think about the food pyramid. The food pyramid is a visual model. Think about Simon Sinek's why. You know, the circle inside the circle inside the circle, that is a visual model. All of these are representations of visual models. What makes them special is their simplicity, so that a client, a customer, a person in the audience can see the visual model and they understand your complex ideas. And the importance is they need to be branded in your particular colors. They need to be branded with your fonts. They need to have that additional touch point so where that people see them, whether it's in the books or see them on social media or in your email list or on your landing pages, that they're easily recognizable. So that helps add to the 12 touch points that people generally need, especially nowadays since COVID, to make that purchase decision.
Thank you. Let's take two author, speaker personas or coaches, and imagine they both create their visual models in their book. What makes the difference between, let's say, the speakers, authors, and coaches that are able to leverage those and to actually get paid double, triple, or whatever amount more as a result of simplifying their message into a visual model versus someone who has also created, let's say, their branded version of their IP, but has not been able to turn that into a multi-million dollar legacy? What would you say the difference is between those kind of people?
Yeah, great questions. So you become known for what it is that you deliver. And that's the difference with the visual model. So as a speaker, if you've got intellectual property that's uniquely your own, you've created your own lane and you're the only person in that lane. So you own it. So an example is I'm a mindset expert. Yes. But back in 2017, I wasn't getting any traction. It was a very, very busy lane. So then I came up with my own process, my five-step process. process, which is the shift process. I'm now a mind shift expert because your mind is not set. It's malleable. It can change. So stop reprogramming yourself and calling it mindset. It's not set. It shifts. So let's call it mind shift. So I've created my own lane and now I'm an expert authority in my own lane. So when people are coming to look for someone to speak on mind shift, ha, there we go. That's Charlene. And, you know, let's think about it. In COVID, what do we all have to do? Regardless of where you were on this planet, we needed a shift. So it became an overnight sensation. 30 years in the making, an overnight sensation. But it's because of how we've languaged it and how we've used the models. Yes, and the models need to not just be cut and pasted. They can't be something that you find on Canva or something that you ask someone on Guru or Fiverr to create. They need to be branded to what it is that you are. So what's the essence of you that brings another layer? So for me, I speak frequency, and I know you do too, Lily. We speak frequency. So when you look at my shift model, it is frequency. It speaks frequency because it's a picture of frequency. So what are the elements of you, the aspects of you, the brilliance of you? How can we meld that into your models so that your models now become automatically recognizable as your own? So it's those things. It is the perfectly branded. It is having another nuance underneath that speaks more about who it is that you are and the brilliance that you bring. And also that real strong level of branding.
Thank you. What would you say needs to happen on an energetic level so that you feel fully aligned with that message? Imagine two people who are both creating visual models, and you know, the on paper, the, you know, the wording sounds really great. What would make one person, let's say, help to create a multi-million dollar legacy versus another person who perhaps wouldn't because of a lack of alignment? What would need to happen energetically?
Oh, so there's a few things here. So number one, they have to absolutely positively be speaking the language of their audience. So that's number one. What I find with lots of people that I work with is that they are up here at chapter 20. They've solved the problem. So they're speaking solve the problem language. And the challenge is their audience is at chapter one and they need to be speaking chapter one language. So that's the first thing, the language that you use. Clever language isn't going to get the attention of the audience. The language that lands for them and solves their problem is going to be the language that lands. And also we need to have a really, really deep understanding of who our audience is. Like intimately, we need to know their problems better than they know their own and be able to language it back to them. So, and this is what's going to help in your messaging and your marketing as well. So when we can use that as a foundation, a really solid understanding of who your avatar is, the problems that they have, how that you can uniquely solve them, that's going to build the language and the imagery for your models.
Thank you. Tell us more about what you mean about you speak frequency. Like how can, let's say, an author, speaker, or coach speak frequency as well in terms of like leveraging the their IP into a multi-million dollar legacy? What do they need to do specifically so that energetically they can magnetize their audience into that visual model that they're going to explain?
Yeah, you have to own it. You have to be it, breathe it. And the language just has to be yours and it has to be spoken in a way like this is yours and you own it. So the best way, once you've actually done the extraction and crafted what the models need to look like, and I have a team of copywriters and a team of graphic design artists that put it together. Once you've got that, what we know the difference is between people that make it and don't make it is they language it, they practice it, they say it over and over again, not just to the people that they're going to be talking about on stage or people that could be prospective clients. They practice it with everybody and then they find that there's a nuance here. If they change this and change that and say it in a different way, it lands different. So it is absolutely positively about practicing it, owning it, putting it on, acting as if, and being in that frequency. The frequency of the future you that runs a multi-million dollar business.
Thank you. What needs to happen from a marketing or sales perspective so that someone who already has a great visual model can actually translate it into a multi-million dollar legacy?
Yeah, look, we live in an age of social media, so we need to make sure that we're doing those touch points. So when we're looking at your digital footprint across all of your socials, and that also we need to include your email lists and everywhere else that you turn up, podcasts, summits, and stages, is that there needs to be congruency with what it is that you're talking about. So many people I see go down little rabbit holes of things that they can talk about just because they can, and the challenge is then the message gets watered down, it gets misconstrued. People don't really know what it is that you do. So it's about choosing that lane, standing in that lane, and then everything else coming from that lane. And yes, okay, there's more than one problem that you solve, but it still fits under the pillar of that lane that you stand in.
Thank you. What would you say to multi-passionate, ultra-creative entrepreneurs who want to, let's say, speak on multiple topics and make sure their message doesn't get watered down?
I'm laughing because I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm ADHD, so like it just comes with the territory. And for many, many years, I would go down little rabbit holes. And yeah, I built million-dollar businesses, but I would find a way to destroy them, or I would just change direction and see another shiny object, and off I would go. So what I know is that you need to choose a direction that's attached to your values, and that's how you show up. So one of my passions is obviously making a difference for family and domestic violence survivors because that's my history. And so, as a sideline, that's where I put my effort and my energy, running a podcast and also running Pamper Days for survivors of family and domestic violence. But that's not what I talk about. That is one of the things that I do to make a difference. Yes, and I love to talk about frequency, but that's not what I talk about on stage. That's not what I talk about with clients. It's how I turn up, it's how I adjust my frequency every day to make sure that I'm tuned in, that I check my frequency to make sure that am I on target? What else is happening here? And I tone myself back in so that I can be heading in the right direction. So we need to make sure that we're just choosing that one lane. And yes, and saying that on my one sheet, I'll still talk about visual models. I'll talk about mindset, the future, mind shift, the future of mindset, and I'll also talk about how to speak to camera. You can still book me for three different things, but most of my speaking is in and around mind shift, the future of mindset. Yes, and when I'm with entrepreneurs, when I'm with business owners, and we're looking at business structure, most of the conversations are in and around visual models.
Thank you. What mind shift needs to happen so that you can embrace a multi-million dollar legacy asset with visual models so that you're comfortable receiving that wealth when, let's say, the wealthy clients are coming to you, when you're becoming attractive for companies that want to pay you a lot of money? How do you embrace that? What kind of mind shift needs to happen?
I love it. And look, it's so human. I feel that we were born with an abundance mindset, and then something happens in between, probably schooling, and then we walk away with, a not such an abundant mindset. So it's about making sure that you're on target for that and holding that frequency yourself. So I remember in the early days, like 30 years ago, just being uncomfortable asking people for an X price point, which I wouldn't even think twice of today. So we grow into it. So for me, in the very, very early days, as learning how to run a program, I would practice in the mirror saying the dollar amount until I was convinced that's what it was worth. Because when I was first of all saying, say, $20,000, $50,000, I just wouldn't feel like that was okay. And you could tell that by the way that I explained it. But now, practicing it and a little bit at a time, imagining if, then that's being able to hold the frequency. Because abundance is just a frequency. It's just a frequency. And we can dial into that frequency on every day. Now, when we hold that frequency of abundance, what happens is we become magnetic, and you know that things have changed because no longer are you out there reaching out to people. People are just coming to you, and we're magnetically aligned for that outcome. So for me, in the early days, it was definitely about practicing it. And I even had to go through a process that I learned from Abraham Hicks, which was about how to spend money. So it was just that where you wrote down $100 and then you wrote down $100 times two, and you just kept going until you had $100 million dollars to spend, and you had to figure out how to spend it. So what that did is it increased my reticular activating system to see, do you know what? Money is just a frequency, and it comes as you're aligned with that outcome.
Thank you. What are some magical things that have happened in your life as a result of you turning your intellectual property into a multi-million dollar legacy asset with visual models?
So many. But first of all, back in 2017, when I shifted from a speaker who was just talking about the gap between where you are and where you want to be, and then crafting that into visual models without actually physically doing anything, just going through the process of unpacking the visual models and having that ready and just starting the process of actually letting people know that's what I was doing. Still, I didn't even have a one sheet explaining. So a one sheet for a speaker is the list of things that you do and how they can contact you, basically, like a CV for speakers. Yeah. I got speaking gigs. They just started coming in from nowhere. So that was me being energetically aligned to the outcome, because I knew what my IP was. I was sold on the idea. I could convince anybody that what you needed to do was to change your language, to change your life. And for me back in 2017, that was magical, because it came from nowhere. And today it still happens on any given day, that when I'm in alignment to the outcome that I'm looking for, the magic just happens.
Thank you. How does someone become inspired as to turn their intellectual property into a multi-million dollar legacy asset with visual models? The reason I ask you this, okay, is because I find that when you're like in a flow state, when you're feeling really great, when you're like dancing, when you're like, I don't know, in the shower, sometimes even washing dishes or vacuuming, you could come up with some really inspiring ideas. But I'm wondering whether there are some energetic shifts that need to happen on a deep level so that you can become inspired to have that massive download of really critical information. Because I find, for example, especially for creative people, you know, like I could come up with 1,000 ideas today, you know, and 1,000 ideas tomorrow. So like, how do you choose like the one that is the winning one?
I love it. We could just talk on this subject for about an hour, just saying. So first of all, what happens with our human body is that when we're in places like the shower, our brain goes into theta brainwave. So it's about being in that receiving mode so that you can bypass the conscious, get to the subconscious and connect to really the genius that is source. Yeah. So I suggest to people to keep waterproof paper and a pen in the shower. And you can get that from your dive shop, just saying. Yeah. So look, inspiration's going to come, I know, right? Inspiration's going to come from all sorts of places when we're in the right frequency. So it's getting yourself into frequency. And by the way, Lily, I'm a belly dancer. I know, I'm almost 60 and I'm still belly dancing. I absolutely love it. Funny story is that we now dance in aged care facilities. That way we're still younger than them. Anyway, another story, won't go there. What we need to do is find ways to get ourselves into theta brainwave. So during my intensives, where I've got small groups of people and we're unpacking intellectual property, or during my VIP sessions where I'm working one-on-one with people, how I get you into theta brainwave, I hold the frequency myself, but I ask you questions. Now, humans are designed to answer questions. You think about it. Lily, you've got kids, yes?
No.
No, you don't. Okay, but you know children, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
So you know children. Okay, so what we know about children is that they ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because they're learning how to exist on this planet. It's a tough gig, this planet, and they've got to ask lots of questions to learn the rules. We humans, adults, we're designed to answer the questions. So mm-hmm. it's in our DNA, it's how we're structured. So during the sessions, I've also got a background in holistic psychology. I know the questions to ask to help you get into that state so that we can get you into flow. And then once you're in flow, it's my job just to capture everything that you're saying, so then we can actually put that where it needs to go. It's basically like an unpacking. Think of 1,000 post-it notes, Lily. We pull it all out and then we put it back together again. It is, every client that's gone through this process says, I don't even know where that came from. And when they look at the end result, they go, I know that it's mine, but where did this come from? It came from inside of them. It came from inside of them. So I know this, and it's my catch cry, is that you've got this. You were designed with the answers inside of you. My job is just to get them out.
Thank you. Tell us about branding your IP into a multi-million dollar legacy asset with visual models. What needs to be done from a branding perspective?
Yeah, look, you need to have solid branding. And lots of people, by the time they've come to me, they've already got their branding, but now they may be looking at speaking on a corporate stage, or maybe now they're looking at selling their programs, their bigger programs, into hospitals or into larger education programs. Well, the branding needs to shift generally. So we need to refine the branding and make sure that that is in line with what the customer is actually looking for. And sometimes that could be creating a new company. It could be creating a new name. And from that, sometimes we might just shift the fonts a little bit, shift the branding colors just a little bit. Sometimes it's taking colors away. Sometimes it's just adding a color, just so that we can make your branding speak to who it is that you're going to be serving and what the new iteration of you looks like. Because the old you 5 years ago, the old business 5 years ago, is that still relevant now? If it is, great. How can we help that move forward? Or now you might be looking at exiting the business. Lots of my clients are now looking at creating visual models so they can now franchise their business or license their business so they can basically look at their exit plan. So what does that look like to build the business so that they can actually walk away? And with that, you're going to have a look at your branding.
Thank you. Should authors, speakers, and coaches focus on a certain brand archetype when they are designing their visual models, in terms of like targeting a specific type of customer and then basically designing that visual model for that specific customer? Or should they be designing something relatively generic that will appeal to, I don't know, millions of people?
Yeah, great question. You ask really good questions, Lily. For instance, you know that you've made it when your visual model speaks to different types of people. So, for instance, the shift process, just in the last couple of weeks, I've delivered it inside of a prison, I've delivered it inside a high school, and I've delivered it to a leadership group, or all in the space of a week. Why? Because the shift process lands across all of those places. And but when you look at it, the color is definitely me, high vibe, all through the chakra colors, you know, like not corporate, because that's not who I am. I am vivacious and energetic, and that's the branding that I've used. But the lettering is easy for people to read, and that's what's really important. Now, should you design your entire branding for your avatar? Look, if you're shifting from speaking on one level and now you're looking to move to corporate, perhaps maybe there are some things that need to be refined, yes? But we don't want to lose the essence that is you. So it's your beautiful values, your beautiful foundation, but who do you want to serve? And most importantly, on what level of the journey do you want to serve them? So it could be a particular avatar, a particular type of person you're serving, but are they at the beginning of their journey? Are they in the middle of the journey? Are they at the end of their journey? Where are they on their evolution? Because we'll show up differently to solve different problems. Same person, different level of challenges as they actually grow and evolve.
Thank you. For someone who wants to get started to turn their intellectual property into a multimillion dollar legacy asset with visual models, what's a blueprint they can follow, like a step-by-step formula or some commandments they can follow that you always follow in terms of helping your clients do this?
Structure. Structure creates scale. Absolutely everywhere they need to have structure. They need to have clarity before complexity. And what I notice as many people get into that trap, that they're very smart, but they get into the trap of making things overcomplicated. It needs to be as simple as physically possible. Yeah. We want to have things packaged before perfection. So packaging actually creates the perfection. But most people try and get everything perfect first and then they try and package it. It doesn't work that way. The creation of packaging is what creates the perfection. Yeah. And what I find is when we start this journey from a servant's heart, when we're here to actually make a difference for other people, it changes the way that we turn up. And when we're starting from that, we become more magnetically as well. And on every level, mind shift is going to create mastery. So we need to make sure that you're really checking in with your mindset. When things are happening, they're not going right. Could be tech issues, could be staffing issues. Look, the list is absolutely huge when you run businesses, but check in with yourself. Is this your issue? Is it someone else's issue? Do you need a checkup from the neck up? Do you need to do some mind shift work?
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Yes. So Charlene Lynch, and probably the safest place is to contact me on Linktree because all of the links change on a weekly basis. And obviously on my website as well. But I do run a masterclass on a monthly basis that runs for 90 minutes. And we have all levels of experts in that room. And for 90 minutes, we go through and unpack what intellectual property could look like for you. What would models look like for you? How to build the four models that you need to build this million-dollar framework? What do they look like? Examples and what some basic rules about what things need to look like and what things should not look like. And we help build that out in the space of 90 minutes.
Thank you. One last thing. I worked with a client, okay, for his book, and we were creating his visual models. And after he downloaded all of the knowledge from his head, it turned out the book looked a little bit like an instruction manual. And we worked together, and finally we turned it into something absolutely so mind-blowing, like really beautiful. What would you say is important in terms of the phrasing, the words that are being used, the words or the acronym that is being created through the, you know, for the visual models? Is it important for the visual models to have a really exciting, very attractive title as opposed to like a plain one?
Oh, they're great questions. So the acronym comes into its own when we're talking about a process. So we need to build four visual models to create a million-dollar framework. But the one where the acronym can really come into its own is in the process, because then you can refer to it like I have with MindShift, yes? Like my align process, which is for internal alignment and external communication. That's the unpacking of the visual models. So when you can use language that you use all the time, regularly when you're discussing, when you're on stage, when you're talking, when you're pitching, if you can use an acronym in that, in your process, you can build that into your delivery. It's easier for a book, but it's also easier when we're speaking as well. So it wants to be language that you feel comfortable to use all the time, something that's quick and easy. It wants to have more than four letters, and five letters is probably like the place to land. Seven letters is too much, and it needs to be part of your vernacular, and it doesn't want to be something you've got to explain. If you have to explain what the words mean, it actually loses the whole acronym, yeah? So one of our clients was space will feed your future, and she was talking about mushrooms in space, and but the thing is that space is her process. So it's a sentence she says over and over and over again on her keynote, and her new process is space. Four letters, very easy. So if you can work that in that way, that makes all the difference. A current client, they're land developers, so their acronym is land. And so underneath that sits 47 steps to build your first $2 million property portfolio. So it's about condensing it and lifting it up and making it really easy at the top.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.